Let's see if we can prove that today is a good day for you to be with us. Usins would include me, Mr. Stefan Long, Mr. Kessler, and Mr. Fortier is at the controls in our studio in this hour of the Doug Stefan Good Day program. Thursday, the 21st of November, officially two-thirds of the way through the next to last month of this year. Hoo-ha! Already. And today would mark a week. You mark it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days from now, it'll be Thanksgiving. And will we be talking about Obamacare on Thanksgiving? Only if you're sick, probably. All right, so let's get the latest on that. Yesterday, New York became the seventh state to reject the president's proposal to insurance companies, which would allow them to renew or extend customers' current policy, even if they didn't meet the new Affordable Care guidelines. Governor Cuomo of New York said that the exchanges there haven't had the problems that states using the federal exchanges have had, and he didn't believe the president's fix was any was necessary. I guess maybe put that in quotation marks, the fix. So the remember now, there are a number of states. You may be in one of them: California, Colorado, Connecticut, the District of Columbia. It's not a state, so there are where we figure 14 states: Hawaii, Idaho, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Maryland, Minnesota, Nevada, New Mexico, New York, Oregon. Let's see here: Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington State. All right. So New York, Washington, Rhode Island, Vermont, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Indiana all have rejected the proposal so far. Let's see here: there are about 21 other states that have agreed to implement the proposal. And then there's no decision from the rest. Wow, what a confusing mess. Huh? How the heck? This is so confusing. And at the end of the day, what do we have? Other than failure of leadership and people distrust government, and they just, it's around and around. So, as you know, in this hour, if you don't know it, I'll explain how we do things. This hour of the program, Ken has spent a lot of time the last 24 hours, literally and figuratively, monitoring news talk radio programs around the country, make sure that our fingers here are on the pulse, that we know what really is being said and what the, in essence, the hot hits are, so that we can put them together for you in some straightforward manner. So we'll start with an excerpt from a program hosted by a fellow named Terry Miners. We hear Congressman John Yarmuth visits with him. They say together, Yarmuth really starts the ball bouncing, suggesting the president should never have told people that they'd be able to keep their original insurance plans.
So that phrase, you know, you can keep your plan, and you said yourself that it was a big mistake when he said that.
And, well, and we knew that, you know, there were a lot of us who understood that that certain things were not under control, I mean, in his control. I mean, we know our constituents are pretty smart, and we know that they knew that in individual insurance plans, those who were in the individual market were being canceled routinely, that their benefits were being changed, that the prices were going up, and that the government doesn't have anything to do with that. But still, when the president says that and doesn't qualify it, you know, as he should have, saying there's nothing in the law that will force you to give up insurance that you like, but there's no way we can prevent insurance companies from dropping coverage, that would be misinterpreted by some. And now, obviously, there's a wholesale industry out there throwing that quote back in his face and making him look like he was being deliberately deceptive, which he clearly wasn't. I mean, those of us who, we knew what he meant, and what he meant was absolutely true, that there's nothing in the law that said that if you like the plan you have, if it's still being offered, that you can keep it. I mean, it's just kind of like saying the whole phrase about if you like your doctor, you can keep it. That was absolutely true. But if your doctor decides to retire, then, you know, the government can't force the doctor to stay in practice. And, you know, I think most people understood that. They're smart. But, you know, now it's become, that quote's become a political, it's become a political wedge, and it's not, it really doesn't relate to the ongoing issue, which is we've got a plan that is working in many places. The federal exchange is not working. It's a disaster. It's getting better every day, but it's got to make affordable quality health care available to those people in the 36 states who decided to rely on the federal government to do it.
A Republican congressman from Michigan launched the Keep Your Health Plan Act, and 39 House Democrats did cross party lines to vote with this Republican-sponsored bill. You did not. Why not?
Well, what the bill did, it did two things. One was it did exactly what the president said he was doing by executive order, was saying that if insurance companies were offering plans as of basically now, as of a month ago, that they would be allowed to continue to offer it even if it didn't meet the basic provisions of the Affordable Care Act, the minimum standards. But the Upton bill, which is the Michigan congressman, went one step further, and it said, basically, we're going to let insurance companies continue to sell those policies to new people forever. And so it's kind of like, this is the analogy I think is apt. You may be driving a car with no brakes, and what the Obama provision, what his action last week said was, if you've been driving a car with no brakes and you continue to, and you like that, then you can continue to drive your car with no brakes. But we're not going to let you sell that same car, sell the car manufacturers to sell cars with no brakes to new people. Upton's bill said you can continue, you can sell cars with no brakes to anybody out there forever.
There you go. How's your car, Kenny? You got brakes in your car?
I'm going to need to check.
Check those brakes before you leave the house today. 888-302-3684 with comments on where we are now collectively as a society when it comes to the Health Care Act and the confusion. I'm actually, after listening to that, I'm more confused than I've been at any point in time. I don't really understand. I guess the good thing that I have my own deal here, or another federal program, if you will. Kenny, do you understand, really? You purchased insurance through the exchange in California and had a pretty good experience with it, and that's because the state of California sort of has their act together. Yeah. But do you, I honestly can't tell you whether I understand whether people can have what I guess or what I think I understand is that people who had a policy was canceled may or may not have the right to get it back again, depending on what the insurance company wants to do. The president said you can get it back, but he didn't ask anybody in the insurance company whether you could or you couldn't, or whether they're deciding on their own as a business decision whether to keep certain policies or not. Is that right?
Well, that's right, and to add one more little confusing thing to it, it's up to every individual state on whether or not they're going to even allow that, because the states regulate insurance for their state. So the state has to make the decision, and it sounds like I think about half of them have not even decided yet.
Right.
And then it's up to the insurance companies.
Hunga bunga.
And meanwhile, January 1st is coming.
Yep. Tick, 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 tick. Speaking of tick, 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 time is 15 after the hour on Good Day.
The holidays are upon us, and it's a magical time of the year. While entertaining family and friends at home, freshen the air with Citrus Magic Air Freshener. Consider the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. It doesn't just cover up odors, it eliminates them. Citrus Magic is made in America and available at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. Citrus Magic wishes you a joyous holiday season and a happy new year. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
It's tough not to get a big head with so many fans, but as a Keurig Elite brewing system, I don't have a head. So, problem solved. I solve a lot of problems, so put me on your list. When Kathy wants tea, Johnny wants cocoa, and jumpy Uncle Gus needs a Donut House decaf, you're covered. And you're welcome. I'll be here with a very merry mocha just for you. Up top.
Something missing from your list, like Keurig, Cuisinart, or KitchenAid brands? Get to Kohl's for lots of great savings, because it's all on sale this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood prefinished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or lumberliquidators.com before these deals get away.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
The Good Day program with a focus here in this first part of the hour on Obamacare. Here is talk host Joel Riley with political analyst John Lebutier about the similarities between this breakdown, the meltdown for the president and the previous administration's mishandling of the response to Hurricane Katrina.
There are some people that suggest Obamacare is his Katrina. Do you think it's comparable?
A little bit. I mean, now look, Katrina, we had death and unbelievable suffering, and I don't want to compare the two that way, obviously, but it's the federal response to the thing. The federal response by the FEMA and by the president back then, you know, didn't seem to be up to snuff by President Bush. And now here, this thing, there's no hurricane. What it is a self-created mess by Congress and the president. And by the way, the Republicans did never supported this thing, to their credit. Not one Republican in the House or Senate voted to install or implement Obamacare. And I think that is their opening to come up with an alternative to this thing. As Obamacare crumbles right in front of us, someone's got to step up and say, okay, this thing's failing. Here's why it's failing. Here is an alternative to help make the healthcare system and the health insurance system work better. And they've yet to do it, but they ought to do it.
Well, I mean, is that plan even doable? I mean, is there something alternative other than what we had? And now that Pandora's out of the box, can you go back?
Well, I mean, there are certain things that I had heard Republicans talk about that sound pretty good. I mean, why, you're in Columbus, Ohio, why can't you go online and buy an insurance policy from New Mexico if you want? But which by law you today are not allowed to do. And when this was brought up during the debate for Obamacare, it was turned down.
Hmm.
What's wrong with competition, choice, shopping, you and me and your listeners deciding what we want, not having the government telling us you must have this?
Well, there's something to be said for that, and probably a little bit more as far as the government saying, you got to do this, you got to do that. There's way too much government. Most people agree with that, and they see this as proof positive that the world, or at least the United States, is not maintaining its status as a world power because we couldn't figure this out. We're looking weak in the eyes of the international community. 888-302-3684 is 21 after. This is Good Day. Hello.
E-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is.
manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dried guy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dried guy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dried guy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dried guy.com.
This time from the X Factor. Last night, a guy named Jeff Gutt, G-U-T-T, he opened up the program with Bohemian Rhapsody, which is a big Kiss. Isn't that a big, that's a big Kiss hit, right?
Queen.
Queen, that's right, too. Queen and Kiss. I've always, even as a disc jockey, confused those two. But I wouldn't confuse this piece of garbage. My God, that's awful. Huh. However, we aren't here to, I'd say to Michael, be selective. That's one of the pieces of music that was available from the X Factor last night. So there you go. If you missed it, you missed a lot, right? Remember, don't you love that? When radio stations said, miss a minute, you'll miss a lot. Well, you missed a minute of that last night. You probably didn't miss very much. All right. Let's keep moving here. The discussion on Obamacare and the memos being distributed around by the Republicans, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as to how to take advantage of this mess. Here's a radio host named Bruce Wolf along with Dan Proft. They talked to Stephen Moore from the Wall Street Journal about reports that the administration knew that there were glitches on the website a long time before the launch.
The president said that he didn't directly know about the glitches, so he's covering himself that way. And now we've got to remarket and rebrand Obamacare, which he won't even call it that anymore. All the Democrats are calling it the Affordable Care Act now. He embraced Obamacare during the debates with Mitt Romney. This thing seems to be collapsing every single day.
Here's the bottom line on this. I don't see any fix. You know, I can't, and we've been working on this at the Wall Street Journal. How do you get out of this? How do you stop 5, 6, 7 million people from going into January 1st naked without any health insurance? And I'm scratching my head. We can't figure out how to put the toothpaste back in this tube.
Well, right. I mean, Holman Jenkins writes in your paper, the Wall Street Journal today, that there's no reconciling the central redistributive scheme embedded in Obamacare with the promise that you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan.
Right.
But
it's not just, let me just, it's not
ahead.
Just that you can't keep your doctor, keep your plan. How do you get people in, we've got 7 weeks to the start of the new year, how do you get people with insurance? How do you deal with people who are in the middle of treatments, you know, who need surgery or something like that? Those people, I mean, I don't want to exaggerate this, but this could cause not just suffering, but could kill people. Obamacare is really bad for your health.
Yeah, and but so here's the question, though. Is Obamacare too big to fail, or is that their strategy? the reason I raised this, Marco Rubio had an op-ed in the Journal yesterday talking about risk corridors and the idea that these funds that are being created to finance insurance companies who don't receive the premium revenue they anticipate to guard against losses. So if the insurance companies can be insured against any risk of losing money, then do they go along with the White House and do you have an oligopolic insurance market that does make Obamacare effectively too big to fail?
Okay, that's your point. Now I'll ask you this question. If you basically hold the insurance companies harmless so they don't have to suffer any losses, guess who does suffer the losses?
All right.
You know, the taxpayers do. So this has not only become a fiasco with respect to health care. I've been saying almost every week, the biggest lie of Obamacare is that this thing is going to pay for itself. Remember, this was supposed to lower the deficit. Now we're going to see this thing just explode in cost, add hundreds of billions to a deficit that's already $1 trillion. I mean, is that a solution? Just put, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars of new deficits?
Yeah. The memo distributed to House Republicans this week was to get them to think about talking points. Headline, because of Obamacare, I lost my insurance. Headline, Obamacare increases health care costs. Headline, the exchanges may not be secure. Headline, putting personal information at risk. Continue with those headlines, and you'll see where the Republicans are going to go with this during election season next year, 28 after the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. It's the 35th anniversary of the debut album from the iconic band Van Halen. Entertainment and technology journalist Mike Etchart talks about this revolutionary hard rock band that set the stage for the rock and heavy metal resurgence of the decades to follow.
So the first Van Halen album comes out. The songs are good. The sound of the record is good. Their performance is good. But what was otherworldly about that debut album was the guitar playing of Eddie Van Halen. He coaxed sounds and tones out of his guitar that did not sound like anything that had ever come before it. Much like Hendrix must have sounded like, or Jimmy Page, he played so uniquely, so originally, that it had this immediately identifiable sound. And he achieved that by a couple of different things, like a lot of great guitar players, like Hendrix, who suddenly had some new technology in his day. Eddie Van Halen had a guitar that was customized by him that made his sound completely unique and different. He employed a tapping technique with his picking hand, moving it up on the neck, so fingering notes and with both hands, actually. It was a completely original sound. And in the end, it was copied by every other guitar player that came after him. But when this record came out in 1978, nobody had heard anything like it.
That's the self-titled debut album from Van Halen, released 35 years ago.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Just for fun, see what kind of good times I have by myself. I decided that I would Google George just to see what came up, because I was looking for the latest on George Zimmerman. And what came up for me was George W. Bush, then Zimmerman came in second, Clooney third, George Strait fourth, George Washington fifth. And my search for info on George Zimmerman. How about you? Ken Kessler is here on the air with me in this hour of the Good Day program, monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day and to Twitter. You get an update on that. I'm just curious as to what you found when you Googled the same. Did you use the Google search engine?
I use Google and Yahoo. I go back and forth. On Yahoo, I plug in George. I get George W. Bush, then George P. Bush, then Clooney, then Zimmerman.
Who's George P. Bush?
I don't know.
I don't know who he is. I don't know, George. That's pretty interesting. All right, Michael, where'd you get
George
when you...
P. Bush files to run for office in Texas.
Oh, he's the grandson. He's Jeb Bush's son.
George Prescott Bush.
Yep, that's George. That's Jeb Bush's son. He's a very good-looking kid, very smart. Did a lot to help the campaign, it seems to me, the second time around with younger voters. Yeah, that's who that is. Prescott was the grandfather. Prescott is George, the father, Bush's father. Prescott was a Connecticut senator, if I remember correctly. All right, so that's that. Hardly the same face you get when you think of Michael. Do you want to tell us what you found?
Under Google, let's see, I got George Mason University. That was the first one. Mm-hmm. Then George P. Bush, then Georgetown University, George Washington University.
Why? Well, George P. Bush now, you understand that, because he's decided to get into politics. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. But meanwhile, the real reason that I went to George was to sort of give myself an update on what's going on today with George Zimmerman. Free again. Free! He's free again! After his arrest on criminal charges earlier this week. His freedom carries conditions, however. How many times have you been in trouble this year? He helped somebody in an accident. I remember that first time. And then he was charged with some kind of aggravated assault, battery, criminal mischief, released on a condition that he wear an electronic monitor, keep his distance from guns, and stay away from the girlfriend who accused him of trying to choke her. Good God.
Wow.
Here we go. Let's get the talk radio spin on this from a couple of different reports here. First is host John Phillips says the latest arrest shows that Zimmerman is just stupid.
I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so. When we were debating the George Zimmerman trial when he was up for murder for killing Trayvon Martin, I said that I don't think he should go to jail for murder because the case was made compellingly that his life was in danger. When you have your head being banged up against the sidewalk and you have someone on top of you, it's safe to assume they might beat you to death. And when that's going on, you got a right to defend yourself. That being said, I also told you that the guy had the worst judgment in the world. He's a dummy's dummy. He's a real dope. But the point is, the guy is stupid beyond belief. He didn't follow instructions. He didn't do what he was supposed to do at every step of the way. And because of his negligence, that confrontation occurred. Well, we're seeing more of that now because he's in trouble after getting involved in a domestic dispute. I believe this is domestic violence issue number three. Three strikes and you're out, pal. We had one before the shooting. We had one with the fat wife after he got out of jail, after he was found not guilty. And then we got this new one with the new girlfriend. Either he has the worst luck in the world, or this guy is always looking for trouble. Always looking for trouble, because, I'll go back to the opening of the monologue, he's a dummy. And for Zimmerman to be in trouble time and time and time and time again, this guy is a bad apple. And he's always going to be in trouble because that's what dumb people do.
Wow. That's pretty strident. But one would wonder, some people just attract this kind of stuff. It's just their karma. It just is who they are and what they're all about. 888-302-3684. George Zimmerman, a free man after his arrest on criminal charges with the various conditions. He's wearing this monitor, the brushes that he's had with the law. This last, I think the overview that John Phillips brought us, focused on the reality that he's just not very bright. And he doesn't appear to be a danger to anybody but himself. Yeah, I mean, maybe the gun waving around in front of his girlfriend, but my sense is, Kenny, she was never really in any danger. Anyway, here's another an overview of this. Two hosts, Rob Hunter and Kerry Dozier, talk about Zimmerman's inability to keep himself clean.
I think that George Zimmerman is just kind of dumb. I think that's what it comes down to. Here's a guy that gets acquitted of murder in July, gets sort of rearrested a couple of months ago, and now has been rearrested again for domestic violence.
Well, the picture that was painted of George Zimmerman at the trial was, hey, you know, guy just out there trying to keep the neighborhood safe. Wrong place, wrong time. Got into a scuffle with a kid who, let's face it, I mean, wouldn't you get into a scuffle with him? And his attorneys did a masterful job. So it caused riots in the streets and demonstrations and comments from the president. But in the end, you were like, hey, found not guilty by a jury of his peers, right?
Yeah.
So go away. Just live quietly. Don't upset the peace anymore. And the thing is, you can't stop disturbing the peace.
Yeah, it's one thing. You know, we got pulled over for speeding a couple of times, and
so
that
what?
Made news. The video was leaked. That's fine. That happens to everybody. No big deal. But it's twice in 3 months to at least have the cops called on you for domestic situations. Not good. The first one involved his ex-wife.
Okay.
I don't know if they're quite exes yet. This one involved his current living girlfriend.
Right. So when it involves the ex-wife, you're like, okay, you guys should just move out and not talk to one another anymore. And you've been through a stressful situation. I get that things get escalated. All right, strike three. You lost me now because now you can't get along with the girlfriend,
yeah.
The current girlfriend. And when you listen to the 911 tape, you're like, whoa, she's scared. You can hear it.
And here's what she said Zimmerman did. She's a 27-year-old woman named Samantha Sheeb, I think is how you pronounce it. She decided to kick Zimmerman out. They've been living together since August, so she said, you got to go. So he got a little bit upset, and he went to go put his guns in the bag, And then she went to call the cops, and she started moving his stuff. So he took a shotgun out of the bag, pointed it at her as she's calling the cops, and said, are you sure you want to do it? This is her account, her story. And, you know, obviously, that's not a good idea if you're George Zimmerman. Now, I have no idea whether this happened or not. I don't have a clue. So this is what the determination is. He's going to get tried for this. It's going to go, you know, he got arrested. He's out on bail. I don't actually know if he's out yet.
He's out. He got out on $9,000 bail. And it should be noted that his last set of attorneys quit. Mark O'Meara is nowhere around, okay? He's clearly had enough of this. And so he's got a new staff of attorneys. And the attorneys were, you know, were forced to answer questions about this out on the street. Well, normally, I mean, if you got into a scuffle with your wife and somebody threw you in jail because they thought something you did was a little funny, there's not going to be a news conference out in front of the, you know, out in front of jail. Nobody cares. But this is George Zimmerman. It's sort of like, all right, where there's smoke, there's fire. You might actually have a little anger problem.
Definitely
or,
does.
Better yet, you might be emboldened by the fact that you were acquitted last time. And that people, depending upon the side they took, might have turned you into a sort of a freedom fighter of sorts. Sort of like, yeah, that's right. You do that. That is your right as a human being. You get to defend yourself.
And that's fine, right? I don't even have a problem with that. But if you point your shotgun, and let's just assume for a second that he did, despite his attorney saying this.
We're confident that he'll be acquitted of these matters, and we would just ask that you make sure that he is presumed innocent and stays that way.
Okay, so sure. Let's presume his innocence until the trial, and that's fine. But let's take for a second, let's just go there and say, all right, he pointed the gun. He has to know better than that. He has to know, I'm George Zimmerman, I have the media's eye, everything I do. If they're putting my media tape or my tape on the media of me getting pulled over for speeding, this is not a good idea. I'm going to keep the gun in the bag, and I'm going to leave.
How does he afford all these lawyers, Kenny?
I was wondering the same thing.
Yeah.
Not just a lawyer, but a team.
Yeah. A team of lawyers.
Yeah.
Paid for by whom? Under what circumstance? 888-302-3684. All right, enough time on this guy. Kenny, what's the hot item at facebook.com/Good Day and also on Twitter at Good Day Show?
Still a lot of conversation about MSNBC host Martin Bashir and the comments he made about Sarah Palin and the fact that MSNBC hasn't done anything. Tony says, I don't think about MSNBC at all. It's the behavior of a man, and shame on him. Celeste says MSNBC needs to fire him. And Jack says the Bashir apology looked like he was reading a note or something in the palm of his hand. It was not sincere.
All right. Sarah Palin has canceled an interview that was supposed to take place with Matt Lauer this morning because of, quote, NBC's lack of action on Martin Bashir's comments. Not that anybody's going to lose a lot of sleep about not having heard an interview with Sarah Palin, but that'll continue. That'll keep this thing bouncing around. So because of that, we'll have an overview. Bill O'Reilly talked to Howard Kurtz, and I think this will be interesting, because O'Reilly will have probably a pretty good shot at Bashir. Anyway, I haven't heard this, so I'm looking forward to it. And you can listen, too. It's coming right up here on Good Day, 16 before the hour.
It's tough not to get a big head with so many fans, but as a Keurig Elite brewing system, I don't have a head. So, problem solved. I solve a lot of problems, so put me on your list. When Kathy wants tea, Johnny wants cocoa, and jumpy Uncle Gus needs a donut house decaf, you're covered. And you're welcome. I'll be here with a very merry mocha just for you. Up top.
Something missing from your list, like Keurig, Cuisinart, or KitchenAid brands? Get to Kohl's for lots of great savings, because it's all on sale this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's. Expect great things.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Adam Richman, host and author. Thanksgiving is a great time to get together with loved ones, but hosting a large family event can be expensive. When planning your holiday menu, make sure to create a budget in advance to optimize costs and keep track of what you're spending. Adam Richman, host and author.
When prepping for this year's Thanksgiving dinner, limit the number of prepackaged foods you purchase as they can be more expensive and usually are nowhere as good as fresh. Additionally, create a menu where you buy certain ingredients in bulk if they appear in several dishes to cut costs. And to save your wallet, a rewards credit card when you're doing your shopping for the big day. Cards like the Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card give you 2% cash back on up to $1,500 in grocery store purchases quarterly, which can really add up when you're shopping for Thanksgiving. This way you can stuff your wallet and your turkey.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/cash rewards. I'm Danielle Adair.
Office Max, business tip of the day. Being environmentally responsible can actually help your bottom line. Ink cartridge recycling programs, like the partnership between HP Planet Partners and Max Perks Rewards from Office Max, not only help keep used HP cartridges out of landfills, they earn you rewards as well. Networks of collection facilities let you drop off your used cartridges and apply the rewards you earn for each cartridge towards future business savings. This tip was brought to your business by the new Office Max Services Center.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
12 minutes before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The fate of Martin Bashir may be in the hands of NBC and MSNBC, but there are a lot of people, won't make any difference one way or another what happens to him. They'll still like talking about this whole event. So here's Bill O'Reilly with Howard Kurtz, who is a CNN reporter. Well, he's actually not. I don't know where he is now. He's written books and he's followed the media, news media, for a long time. So the two of them talk about NBC's refusal, at least so far, to do anything about Bashir and his comments about Sarah Palin.
But what should happen to this guy?
It is stunning to me, Bill, that MSNBC has not suspended Martin Bashir for a substantial period of time, as I would have, and I probably would have considered firing his butt if it were not for the apology. Nor has MSNBC executives said a single syllable to denounce this kind of vitriol, which leaves the impression that maybe it's acceptable.
Well, how can they possibly do that when they've been on the air 17 years and they have a long history of vicious, vile, personal smears against conservative Americans? How could they possibly say now, after 17 years, well, we don't like it?
Well, let me just say that the culture of cable television does, in some ways, reward harsh personal attacks by all sides.
Well, let me stop you there.
Okay, stop.
On this channel, I'm not aware of that happening. Nobody has ever been suspended for doing it. I mean, once in a while it gets rough, but not very much. You go Bear, Greta, O'Reilly, Kelly, Hannity, 5 hours straight. None of those people known for personal attacks. So how can you make that comparison? CNN doesn't do it, except there's one guy who does it on CNN, and he's going to be fired soon, the guy in the 9 p.m. slot. All right? But nobody else.
Look, there are people who call guests or political targets idiots and pinheads. That's in a whole different category.
Come on, come on.
Whole different category. Hear me out, Bill. Whole different category than this kind of bile that Martin Bashir was peddling. And interesting contrast here. You talked about Sarah Palin being the target of a lot of attacks. And just to provide a little context, she used the term slavery to describe the national debt. She made that analogy. Fine to criticize her on that. She's fair game. But to say what Bashir
you don't
did,
do it that way.
Absolutely not.
Right.
And look at the contrast.
You
want to
be? Let's just be frank here. You want to be Frank Howard? You want to be honest?
Okay.
Sarah Palin won't do this program. She won't come on a program because she doesn't want to mix it up. She doesn't. She wants to give a speech, and nobody gives speeches here. Okay? So she doesn't come on. We invite her on tonight. You're in her stead.
There you go. Howard Kurtz instead of Sarah Palin is a bargain for you. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's
have been full, mostly television so far this week, focused on the 50th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Excuse me, there are questions everywhere. What were you doing? What do you remember about that moment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's going to be all over the place. And so it's maybe not too creative, but it does bring us around to thoughts about what really happened. And so if you are in my age, well, I mean, what are you, 50? So anybody who's 55 or older is probably going to remember this directly. Here are hosts Gene Muller and Jody Becker talking to media analyst Al Tompkins about the way the news media covered the assassination of Kennedy back in 1963 and how different things are today.
I remember that day. I was only 6 years old, but I remember watching the TV coverage after I came home from school, and we saw everything as it was playing out in real time. But it wasn't until that night when the Sheboygan Press landed on our back doorstep. My mom picked it up and looked at the headline, and it said, Kennedy dead in big type, huge. And then she looked and just said words to the effect of, well, now I believe it really happened. That's the way it was in 1963. We could watch something in real time all day long on television, but not really believe it until we saw it in print.
Well, a lot of people said they didn't believe it until Walter Cronkite said it. Look, there was no mistaking what was going on was real. No mistaking it at all. Today, we wouldn't be at all surprised to see something live, you know, unfolding, because we've seen it so many times, you know, 9/11, the Boston bombing, and so on and so on. We're quite used to these things unfolding, as they do. But back then, of course, this was unprecedented. There had never been anything covered like this, wall-to-wall live, with so much uncertainty, short of an election. There had never been anything like this, and it just seemed to go on and on. I mean, first it was the shooting, then the death, then the body moved back to Washington. And all the, you know, in the middle of it all, here's Ruby's arrest. I'm sorry, Oswald's arrest, then Ruby shooting Oswald. I mean, it was just so crazy. And then, the body, comes to the rotunda, you know, the president's body arrives. Jackie Kennedy's still wearing the pink jacket when the body arrives back to Washington. I mean, it was just almost more than you could comprehend, and it was nonstop. And I think people just couldn't comprehend how so many things could happen one after another, mind-boggling. And then after that, as you'll remember, the Warren Commission ended up having to investigate to find out what actually happened, because there was so much confusion and distrust and so many questions about how could this happen. I think it was just a mind-spinning time. And this was right after the Cuban Missile Crisis. I mean, this wasn't like there was nothing going on at the time. I mean, there was so much in the air.
I'm curious, Alice, as to looking at things from a media perspective. I don't know that they had actually covered something, as we call it now, in wall-to-wall format, especially on broadcast. Now, if something like that were to occur, the reporters and the anchors of today, kind of on TV and radio, know how to do that in the long form. What do you think about how they handled it back then?
Well, you have to remember, so many of the big names in media at that time, in all media, came from two main areas. One was radio and the other was wire. And quite a number of them had covered war and so on. So the idea of covering something, you know, long form, nonstop, wasn't all that novel. But doing it on television quite certainly was.
All right. So you're going to, in the next 24 hours, probably it started last weekend, I think, Kenny, and go through this weekend, a lot of the repetitive stuff that you would hear and see, the usual things on television, that the same video gets played over and over and over again. There are a lot of popular Kennedy assassination theories. The idea, I remember the first one, I thought I was reading a Cold War novel. A lot of political intrigue, the bad guys, all the twists and turns. There's one theory that has gained traction in the last couple of years that has relatively straightforward storyline. Assassination of President Kennedy was an accident. I've not ever heard this before. Have any of you? Not the work of a sinister gunman. There are no media focuses on the mafia, Soviet Union. It was just an accident. It's not sexy. It's not intriguing. There's a Kansas City journalist. This book that's out on this, I mean, how do you write a book, I guess, on something like this, especially when it flies in the face of the Lee Harvey Oswald theories, Jackie Anderson's theory that it was the Cubans and the mafia that did it. So I'm sure you're going to hear a little of this.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.